views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The following audio is via a Skype call.
Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing our connection with the universe to affect change for optimal success and happiness. Are you looking for direction with your relationships, business, purpose, or simply life? Well, you're at the right place. Named one of the country's top psychics, Eve now brings her insights and gifts to this weekly hit call-in show, joined by visionaries, leaders, gifted others, but mostly you. Get ready for a slice of life's journey, Eve's objective guidance, tarot, readings, and the momentum you need to move beyond whatever crossroad you're stuck at. Now here's your amazing host, Eve.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio, harnessing the power of the universe for happier living. My name is Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. So looking forward to today's show. Thank you very much, Benny, for piloting this ship. And many thanks to one and all for tuning in. I want to talk today about how to know if you're pushing too hard in order to make something happen. So often we get caught up in the struggle of getting the job or promotion we want, getting the relationship we want, having the family connection we want, that we try, and try again with effort, only to leave feeling sad, hopeless, and feeling that joy and happiness is just not to be had. You might be unintentionally blocking your own energy. So on today's show, I will talk about this from the perspective of energy and how from the place of power and strength, you can work with energy effectively to determine what actions to take going forward that can lead to optimal joy. I believe we are all surrounded by energy, and sometimes against our own best intentions, we find ourselves fighting our own energy, which makes it feel as if we're working twice as hard, but only getting half as far. In today's show, I will talk about ways you can move that organic energy to your back, so now you're only working half as hard, but getting twice as far. In addition, as always, I will be doing Elite Tarot card readings on air for callers. Today, I will be doing a 3-card tarot card reading, with the first card representing your current situation, the second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and then the third card representing advice. As I look at tarot as a visual representation of the mind of the unconscious, with your unconscious on your side wanting you to be happy, there is nothing scary that can possibly come up. I like to say that I am not a fortune teller, as I do not predict specific events, because I believe that messes with free will. Rather, I use tarot as a path for you to connect to your own power for optimal joy. If you'd like to have a tarot card reading on air today, give us a call at 800-930-2819. That's 800-930-2819. If you're feeling disconnected from your life's purpose, at a crossroads, trying to bring joyful love into your life, we can look at it through the lens of the reading. As always, please wait at least 3 weeks between readings if you've had a reading from me already, as we tap into the universe well with a reading. So if you go to the well too often, the messages that come up can be redundant and just not that helpful. That being said, I always love updates, so if you've put some ideas into place based on a reading and want to share, please do. For those new to the show, I'm a professional tarot card reader and intuitive coach, working with clients around the world. I was honored to be named one of the top 50 psychics in the country last year in the book Top 50 Psychics, and my company is named Elite Tarot. You can find out more about me, book an appointment for a reading or for an event on my site, which is www.elitetarot.com. I call myself the MBA psychic, as in addition to having an MBA, I look at a reading as an intuitive jigsaw puzzle, where tools to affect change for optimal success and happiness are presented through the tapestry of the tarot card reading. As always, I love to share a tarot card that talks to the subject of the show. And the card I came up with for today was the Eight of Wands. In this card, you see eight wands representing ideas, inspirations, dreams, passions. There are no people in this card, just the eight wands flying in the air. It's unclear when you see this card, however, if the wands are flying upward to the sky or downward to the ground. Perhaps some of the wands are going up and some are not. This card symbolizes to me about being in the universal flow of energy. So often we hold on to ideas so tightly that it makes it challenging to change course and accept new plans from the universe. Now, some of your ideas will sail to the sky. However, some may fall to the ground. When you send off your wands and make your wishes, you do not know with certainty at that point which ideas will sail high and which ideas will fall. The key to embracing the energy of this card is to bless all movement, but without attachment. Easier said than done, but so effective. In the stock market, they say, don't get too attached to a stock. It's hard to sell a stock, even when it goes up, though, if you've been following it for quite some time. You become attached to it, perhaps even against your own better judgment. And so it can be challenging to let go when you've held on to it for so long. Yet stocks, as we know, go up, and then they can just as easily go down. Look at your wishes and dreams as wands, and allow them to fly in whatever direction they ultimately do, perhaps even allowing for new wands to enter in unexpected ways. So on to today's topic, which is about how to work with energy in ways that do not have you feeling frustrated by trying to make something work, whether it be in career, love, family, or finding your purpose of passion. It happens to all of us. We find out about an opportunity, a person, a situation, and then suddenly we want it. We go for it. But for whatever reason, it is just remaining elusive. The more we invest emotionally, however, the more our ego gets involved, which makes it that much harder to switch gears. Yet it's never clear how much more do you invest emotionally before you decide to take a different path, take a different tact, walk away. Two more times? Four more times? You know, in the movie Jerry Maguire, we see this very clearly with the attitude of Avery, Jerry's ex-fiance, when he realizes she is not the one. Listen to Avery's words.
Avery.
No.
It's over.
Didn't hear it.
There's something missing here, don't you think?
You have never been alone.
Listen to me.
And you can't be alone.
It's over.
No one has ever dumped me.
I'm not trying to make history here.
I did the 23-hour nose route to the top of El Capitan in 18 hours and 23 minutes. I can make this work.
You know, I love that movie, by the way. Well, at the beginning, somewhere down the path, the relationship may have been about what she wanted. It became, though, more ego-driven, which only spurs her on even more to invest more effort. Yet it's clear that there is no joy and only hard work ahead should she attempt this path. While this clip and this energy can be definitely associated with love, it can also be applied to career and overall joy. It's all intertwined. So what's a person to do when we find ourselves fighting an uphill battle in the attempt to have joy? Before deciding what to actually do, to continue pursuing your path or shifting course, consider following these steps first. First, give yourself permission to change course. Your journey is completely unique and will look like that of no one else on this planet. So there's no use in comparing it to anyone else. In addition, while you may have thought that the journey would have a straight shot forward, as we all tend to do, the universe may have had a different idea in mind. That plan involves twists and turns, ups and downs, and adventures that just aren't in your mind ahead of time. What's that phrase people say? Life happens while you're making plans. We all, at one time or another, have had the idea, first I do A, then B happens, and then I get C. If B doesn't happen, then we've got a bit of a situation where the tendency is just to continue to push forward energy, even if that doesn't yield result. Only we get frustrated as our vision of step C is getting more and more elusive. Yet ask yourself, where did this idea come from in the first place? And why does it have to be so specific? If you can give yourself permission to hit that reset button, it allows you to embrace new ideas that are based on the journey that you've taken to date, which were not present when you started your first I do A, then B happens, and then I get C. The fear, however, is that you can't imagine any other outcome that works for you other than step C. Yet there are many other letters in the alphabet, and by opening yourself up to serendipity and universal energy, it can lead you with less strain and effort to gifts beyond your expectations. If we do decide to give ourselves permission to hit the reset button or change course, almost immediately the question that appears is, why? Why did this happen? Why me? What was the point of putting this person or situation in my view if it was not meant for me to go forward with it? We then also immediately place questions about the motives of the person or company or situation. Why did he do that? Why did she take away the offer? Why did I get passed over? All of these questions are completely understandable, truly understandable. Yet if you choose to obsess on those questions, it is just an ineffective use of energy, which then leads you to keep pushing forward. Know that no experience is ever wasted. However, it isn't always for you to know why at this point, as that will just block your energy. If it was clear why, then you'd probably know by now. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to finish up talking about how to use energy effectively to embrace joy when it seems as if you're facing an endless uphill climb. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, I met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were. By the way,
Bree Gibbs is a fourth-generation high priestess with the knowledge to raise your vibration and conscious creation. Offering a wide variety of services from goddess light and shamanic healing seminars to private reading sessions, Bree works with you so you too can stand in your own power. Isn't it about time you took your life into your own hands? For more information about Bree's services and products, visit silvergaia.com. That's silvergaia.com.
Wow. Hey, everyone. Welcome. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm telling you, I got to pinch myself some days because when each of us gets called to do something that we so not thought was in our wheelhouse to do for a purpose that's so much greater than us, we get to show up and shine.
If you would like to show up and shine on the Dr. Pat Show as a co-host or sponsor, send us an email to inspire@thedrpatshow.com.
Awareness is universal. Establishing a living awareness through meditation brings peaceful, healthy, and creative well-being into your everyday life. The practice of living awareness, Spiritfire's own meditation practice, is built on this belief and is designed for every level of practitioner. Each year, Spiritfire hosts living awareness meditation retreats that allow you to explore the practice in depth at our retreat center in beautiful Western Massachusetts. Introduce yourself to meditation and the practice at the Foundations Retreat. Attend, in silence, a silent meditation retreat focused on mindfulness, presence, and nature, or be engaged with the meditation sittings themselves at the Deepening Retreat. Start adding to your awareness and attend a meditation retreat designed to cultivate consciousness in your everyday life. For details on attending a Living Awareness Meditation Retreat, visit upcoming events at www.spiritfire.com.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
You, yes, you, can be the highest version of yourself. Wellness coach and natural beauty expert Dr. Agnes Frankel is on a mission to help you play the game of your life. Win in vibrancy, health, and beauty. Because you deserve it. Dr. Agnes goes beyond the limits in her personal coaching sessions to revolutionize health and wellness. Now is the time to unleash your true power. For more information, visit DrAgnesFrankel.com.
Learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up. Know when to fold up. Know when to walk away. Know when to run. You never count your money. Sitting at the table, there'll be time enough to count.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking energy today. Soon, starting in the third segment, I'll be doing three-card tarot card readings, with the first card representing the current situation, second card representing something challenging or blocking you, and the third card representing advice. Now, right before we went to break, I was talking about we have such a desire to kind of figure out why did this happen, when sometimes we kind of are trying to give ourselves that permission to hit that reset button and change course. Rather than talking about that, rather than obsessing on the whys and all those things that are out of your power, allow yourself the opportunity to release feelings of sadness, hopelessness, anger, hostility, and frustration that the situation brought you. This is not sweeping it under the rug or discounting what someone has done to you. It's making the conscious choice not to carry the strain and stress that has been caused, as this only makes it more challenging to make decisions that you need to make forward that embrace joy versus soothing the ego. I've talked about this in the past. However, it is so important here before you make decisions. Give this a try and see how the body feels when you decide whether to continue to keep pursuing or allow universal energy to lead you in a different direction. Find a time when you won't be disturbed and take a sheet of paper out and a paper and a pen. Handwrite a letter to whoever or whatever has you feeling as if you are spinning your wheels. Let's just say you're dealing with a career uphill battle. Write a letter to your boss saying how the job issues have impacted you. You can be quite blunt, as this is a letter ultimately just between you and the universe. Dear boss, I hate you. You passed me over for a promotion that I deserved. You made me feel angry and hopeless. When you can't think of anything else to say, wait a minute or two and see if anything else comes up as we move from the conscious to the unconscious. Oh, yeah. I was also very hurt when you laughed at the picture on my desk. Let everything come to the surface and know that everything you're writing down is stuff that you've been carrying with you. When nothing more can come up, write, however, I choose to live my life with love, joy, strength, and happiness. And so I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward. Sign your name and then immediately burn or shred the letter, noting how your body physically feels as you do that. You do not want to reread the letter, hold on to it for a second. Now, I deliberately use the word release. This is not forgiveness. That's something entirely different. Even though you've ostensibly written the letter to a person, it actually has nothing to do with that person. It is all about releasing the valuable real estate inside that the feelings have taken up. As long as that valuable real estate is filled with the feelings of anger and resentment, the harder it is to believe and seek out joy, which may mean embracing gifts from the universe in terms of a second shift of focus. Once you've released the claim that the feelings have on your ability to embrace joy, then go back to the drawing board of what you ultimately want in life or love. If you have a list written down of non-negotiables, awesome! Time to revisit it. However, for those who already have a list, hold on a moment while I talk about it if you don't have a list. If you do not have a list of your non-negotiables, hand write one out after the healing process. Tap into your inner child when you were 8 or 10 years old, when you imagined how you would feel when you were older. What qualities were present? What adventures you wanted to have? Write down a bulleted list of what you ultimately need in career, love, family, sense of purpose, knowing that your list will look like that of no one else. Here is the key part of this list, whether you're writing it for the first time or whether you're reviewing it, but your list that you've already written. Take out specifics. If you have the name of the company or even the specific field, ask yourself the following question. What if I was presented with an opportunity that brought me great joy, but was not in the XYZ field or with the XYZ company? If you answer that question in a positive way, cross it off your list. Why do we do this? When you write your list, you're making a contract with the universe. You're saying, universe, bring this opportunity to me. If you have specifics in there, even with the best of intentions, you might be tying the hands of the universe. If you say it has to be with the XYZ company, then unconsciously, if you see an opportunity that might yield total joy and happiness with the ABC company, you might not even seriously consider it. By writing that list, you also now have a guide so you know what to put energy into and what not to put energy into going forward. When determining whether or not to keep pushing forward or to shift course or paths, ask yourself if what you are pursuing truly meets all the qualities, without specifics, on your non-negotiable list. This is a great way of knowing if you are walking against the wind or if you are working with universal energy at your back to help you move forward. One other tool is to look for open doors. So often when we see a closed door, the initial tendency is to try to get it to open. The more closed it is, the more our ego gets involved and we start trying to pry it open, pull, push, bang on the door, anything that gets it to move. If you've ever tried to open a locked door, you know how that feels. Your muscles tighten, your focus gets intense, your shoulders hunch, and this sends a message to your brain that you are actually accomplishing something. Trust me, I've done this just as much as everyone else. It's normal. But that being said, if we look at it from a universal energy perspective, when you see a closed door, that's the universe saying, go to a different door. Why waste valuable energy that taxes the body, mind, and spirit on a closed door when an open door may be just close by? Of course, that open door may not be what you had expected. Yet again, if you give yourself permission to change course, heal the fight, and state your non-negotiable needs, that door may lead to something that exceeds any and all expectations, all without the emotional strain and stress. As you go through open doors, however, honor any and every red flag you see along the way. If you have on your list no travel, and an open door appears that's a ton of travel, consider yet a different door. Sometimes the university likes to test us. They can say, is this person truly willing to go through an open door that does not match their initial perceived expectations? Let's see. The universe will most definitely test you. The red flags that are clear on your list are the ways you determine if this is a test or true universe open door. I do want to briefly talk before the break, however, about compromises. Now, sometimes an open door appears, yet is not matching your non-negotiable list. However, for whatever reason, as we are all the drivers of our own life, and life sometimes throws us curveballs that we need to accept, a compromise is made. For example, taking a job that pays well but does not move you forward in terms of your own passion and purpose. At times in life, sometimes compromises need to be made. Yet here is the key part of this. If you go through an open door where you are clear that by doing so you are making a compromise, then accept it for what it is without judgment, yet make up the need somewhere else. Let me explain what I mean. If you take a needed job for money, knowing that you are compromising your desire to fulfill a passion profession that you want to do, don't look at this new job as being the answer to all of this. If you do, resentment and anger can build. Let's say you're a budding artist and yet needing to take a job as an administrator. I took this job for money, but I'm angry that they don't seem to care that I want to be an artist. This is understandable, but an ineffective use of energy. A compromise is just that. You don't get everything, but you get what you need as a first priority. If you take this job for money, the key part is not to give up on your artist dreams or continue to try to get them as you accept you are as an artist. Rather, ensure that you are scheduling time when you get home to do your art. Perhaps take a class in your free time. Tell people when you meet them that you're an artist. This way, you can truly appreciate and have gratitude for opportunity that the job has given you to pay your bills while you develop and hone your skills as an artist. I hope that all of this has been useful. A reading can also be a good way of getting guidance, clarity, and insight when we're in times of stress due to the feelings of climbing an uphill battle and not sure whether to stop or if we should continue to keep climbing. Joy is yours. Rather than pursue it, receive it. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, I'll be doing tarot card reading. So please stay tuned. You're listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
Are you searching? Looking for a sign? A message you need to hear? From the great unknown? From the most mysterious place that is the most familiar to your soul and the depths of who you are? The universe put someone here to talk to, someone God gave a blessing to that you may find insight with. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world one listener at a time.
Are you feeling stagnant or blocked in your love life, career, health, or finances?
experiencing difficulty focusing or setting and achieving goals? Tune in to Spiritual Diagnostics Radio with psychic visionary healers Carol Dorian and Suzanne Evans. Discover the cause and effect of unwanted patterns in life. Tune in every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit spiritualdeed.com.
Interested in deepening your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit www.esotericstudies.net.
Hi, this is Leslie Fontaine. If you get clear and then return to the old patterns and blocks, and your answer to that healing is that you can't or you have to, then you may have a lot of fear that keeps you from choosing your greater good. There's no shame in not being ready. It just may not be time. But if it comes around again, let's try again. We shut ourselves down because we can't imagine another way of handling situations. Source is unlimited. Let's let go of the I can'ts and have to's and see what shows up. If you're ready to shift into your best life, visit LeslieFontaine.com and let's talk about unfolding all that you want to be, do, and have. You'll find sessions, classes, and audio products to help remove the blocks and move you into your potential. And listen to my show, Sheer Alchemy, on Transformation Talk Radio, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern.
Moving out.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot. If you'd like to learn more about me, book an intuitive coaching session over phone or Skype worldwide, please go to my website, www.elitetarot.com or mainstreammetaphysicsradio.com. So let's get to calls. So listeners know I have a candle lit, which is my signal to open a session. And I'll be pulling three cards using my left hand, which is my non-dominant hand, the hand that accesses the unconscious. The first card represents the current situation. Second card represents something challenging and blocking you. The third card representing advice. Before we begin readings, I always like to start with a small disclaimer that I am not a doctor, lawyer, therapist, or realtor, and that a reading should never be taken as a substitute for seeking guidance from a licensed professional. So let us get to the first call. Alexa, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Welcome, Alexa.
Thank you for having me.
I'm so happy that you're here.
Show you're having here.
I'm so glad.
I have a couple questions, but I think I only have one to ask. I mainly would like to know if you can tell me a little bit more about my energy and whether or not I actually need to be having boundaries or not, because you're talking about whether, like, the topic earlier was about pushing things, and
yeah.
I'm in this place where I feel like I need to do way more loving boundary settings with people everywhere, you know. I mean,
yeah.
it's like been constant now for the last, at least a few months. And I'm working very hard to sort of be patient and, you know, accept what people are saying. But there are some things that are sort of like repeated. And I have gotten a little bit of guidance that, you know, of course, what I'm trying to do is just be extremely understanding, but also really just trying to honor my needs, because I have gotten the message from sort of myself and doing a reading I did a couple of weeks ago that I'm way getting rolled over.
So let's take a look.
Just asking you, you know, sort of where that balance is, because it's like starting to affect my health, you know, like I'm just taking on way too much.
Yeah, well, let's take a look and see what the cards say. I always say, I have no idea what you should do, but hopefully we'll get some answers. While you were talking, I was shuffling the cards, and I pulled three cards on your behalf. And so I'm going to turn over the first card. And the first card that comes up representing you right now is actually a really strong card. Now, when you were talking, I heard a lot of I'm tryings, I'm wantings. And those words can actually make it so that it feels like there's an extra boundary between you and getting what you want. So please, starting immediately, cut out words like hoping, wanting, trying, just because it's putting in the idea that that failure or that not being successful is part of it, the process. And to say that I want to make boundaries and I'm making boundaries, it means exactly the same thing. Only one puts you in more of a victim position rather than a place of strength. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So the first card that comes up is the Six of Wands. And in this card, you see a person is so strong moving forwards towards your goal. And so the thing that I'm focusing on is that you have an objective. You've got those dreams. And yet it's almost as if those needing to put up those boundaries or not putting up those boundaries is detracting you from getting to the place that you're ultimately very strongly and firmly wanting to get to. But ultimately you're going forward with strength, and it's just a matter of actually putting those boundaries and letting yourself know that it is totally fair to do that. Now, one of the things though that's blocking or challenging you is a card that it looks scary, but it's not. And it's the Three of Swords. And in this card, and you can look that up online too if you don't have the card, you see a heart and you see three swords inside that heart, which is that there is, and the literal part of this card is about giving away your power. And that you have all that amazing power right there at your disposal, but there is that feeling of giving away your power. But here's the key about this card, is that you and only you have the ability to pull those swords out, and that the heart is a muscle, and it has the ability to heal itself and become stronger than ever before, but it can't be done by external situations first, but rather allowing yourself to go through some of this kind of healing process that I talked about in the show. You may want to either listen to the replay or wait for it to go out on iTunes and YouTube and all that, and to hear that process of writing the letter to those people who feel like they have a claim on you, and say everything you want to say to this letter, which is just between you and the universe. But then at the end, however, I choose to live my life with love and strength and joy. And so I release you and any claim you have on my life going forward, and then burn that letter. This isn't about them, but it is removing those swords, those proverbial swords that are blocking you from being able to keep moving forward. And the advice card was Temperance. And this is a beautiful card, also just showing how strong a person you are. But here is the key thing about this card. Recognize that there is something unconventional about your path forward that you're taking. And so as you're doing that, to look at behind you at the path you've more conventional paths that other people are taking, it's understandable, but it just doesn't help you because you're taking an unconventional journey. And ultimately, that can be the most rewarding, but it is going to be truly unique. The key is just to stay as balanced and as strong as possible, as with faith and your own self-strength, you make that steps forward where there is no path. But I think that the healing exercise will be really critical for you. Also, those words, cutting out the hoping, wanting, trying. But you can look those cards up, listen to the replay, and you're doing it. I hope this has been helpful, and it was such a pleasure talking with you today.
Yeah, I think, thank you. I think it generally resonates. Sounds to me what you're telling me is that I'm doing okay, but I need to sort of employ some kinds of like
healing
things.
First healing, heal the pain, heal what people have kind of words, perhaps going back years and just heal that because you have all the power to do that. And then you can continue forward embracing your joy.
Okay.
I'm going to have to, it was so great talking with you. Give us a call and give us an update.
The only other thing I was wondering is how might I address situations where I come into contact with people who are kind of being, aggressive with me?
You know, life is too short to have toxic people or situations in your life. But the more that you're feeling besieged or kind of that in that victim kind of mentality there, it really is, it makes it that much harder for you to create those boundaries. But you have all the ability to do it. And it is all about just first healing the past. I can't stress that enough because we need to take those swords out so you can continue going forward and setting up those boundaries without feeling that those feelings of issues of kind of being beholden or anything like that. You're doing it, Alexa. Make sure your words are positive. And it was so nice talking with you today. Well, it looks like I think what we'll do is I'm going to just bring on the next caller right before we go to break, and then we'll finish up her reading after the break. And the next caller is Maureen. Maureen, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
Oh my gosh, Maureen, it is my pleasure. Well, we're going to go to a quick break, but before we do, I just want to kind of get a sense if you have a question, like any guidance on anything.
Well, yes,
or just a general reading.
I got in a car accident 2 years ago, and before that, life was going good. It was going forward in a positive direction, and I could just see where things were going, and I felt good about life. And then all of a sudden, I got in this car accident, and things just fell apart, and I cannot seem to get any direction or any – I can't get started again, and I need some direction if that's possible.
Let's see what we can do. We're going to go to a quick break. So hang on. While during the break, I'm going to be pulling your cards and we'll be getting right to you right at the other end of the break. You are listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. We'll be right back.
On the road to success, hopped in my two-seater, just me and a dream, beating up, amen.
Every day is another opportunity to bring magic into our world and create the reality we want to live. Intuitive Juliana Salovia and the Lady of Light New Age Boutique are here to help you on your journey. Whether you're looking for a reading, a workshop, or a class of the latest and unique metaphysical products or jewelry, the Lady of Light New Age Boutique has it all. Visit inspirednewage.com to schedule a session or class and feel the energy of the Lady of Light.
To see your life from an angel's perspective, book a personal consultation with Claire Candy Huff, angelic walk-in angel Ariel at Angel Healing House. Candy provides intuitive counseling, Reiki, and angel readings in person in Los Angeles or nationally and internationally via phone or Skype. She will channel the practical tools you need to transform your life. Call now, 831-277-3716, or visit angelhealinghouse.com.
Be you plus live your purpose equals joy. That's the motto of Unstuck Joy with Vicki Todd. Vicki believes you were born with gifts that are meant to make the world brighter. Each show will feature an art visioning journal prompt to help you create your way to soul clarity. If you're ready to get unstuck and create more joy, this show is for you. Tune in every month on Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit VickiWorldArt.com.
Miss any shows during the week?
No!
Don't worry, we've got you covered.
Yahoo!
With the free Transformation Talk Radio app, you'll have access to all of the past week's shows in the palm of your hand.
Yes!
Tune in to Transformation Talk Radio anywhere you go with our free app for any of your devices. Check out our app in the App Store and Google Play Store today.
Do you feel that there's a bigger, better life for you? Is there anything holding you back from living the life you were meant to live? If you'd like to find your life's true purpose and calling, join the world's foremost authority on primal spirituality, David Karsher, in Becoming a Sun Radio, emotional and spiritual intelligence for a happy, fulfilling life. Tune in once a month to Becoming a Sun Radio with David Karsher on the Dr. Pat Show and Transformation Talk Radio. For more information, visit davidkarsher.com today.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Encouragement, baby. And if you feel what I'm feeling, then don't be scared to say it with me. Say,
I got this.
Every single breath, another step on my road.
Welcome back to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. I'm Eve, the MBA psychic from Elite Tarot, talking with Maureen. Maureen, are you still with us?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Excellent. So during the break, you were talking about kind of getting this direction during this time. And so over the break, I pulled three cards on your behalf. And the first card that came up was the Two of Cups. And I think this card is so appropriate because this card has two individuals. And I like to look at them as left brain, right brain, yin and yang, masculine, feminine energy. And it's, I call it the kind of getting to know you card because they're kind of figuring out how to embrace those diverse parts of us. But in the center is literally that health kind of snake symbol. And so those worries and the fears and all of the things that come from health crises and everything can attempt to divide and separate and turn on our analytical side, turn on our worrying side, and not embrace some of that more creative element as you try to kind of go forward. You are an amazing composite of talents, energies, and gifts, and you're stronger when all those aspects of yourself are intertwined. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Excellent. I'm going to go pretty quickly through this, unfortunately, just because we're getting close to the hour and got another call as well. So just stop me if I'm going too fast. Something challenging or blocking you is the Seven of Cups. And in this card, there's almost so many directions,
yeah,
kind of dreams you want to go into, worries you have, all those things.
Yeah.
And that when you think you have to focus on all of it together, what that happens is that then they overwhelm you and that paralyzes,
yes,
and blocks the energy. Also,
yes, that's exactly what's happening. Yes. Okay.
Know that you can only tackle one thing at a time and only worry about things that have been proven true. Easier said than done, because the advice card was the Queen of Swords. The Queen of Swords says that with this accident, and maybe it kind of triggered something from way back when, you have found yourself as your biggest critic instead,
yes,
of your biggest cheerleader.
Oh, yes,
and
that is so true. So true.
You, you are doing fine, but recognize that one part of your brain can't do it all. You can't do it all tomorrow, maybe over a course of 2 days, but not tomorrow. What I would recommend you do is kind of look in the archives. I have a show on worries, but basically make sure you put down all of your worries on paper so they're not taking up space inside. And then the next day, go back to your sheet and cross off everything that has not been proven true. With everything left, take one or two notes about what you can do with your power to move forward using all those different aspects of yourself, because you are doing it. And that while this whole thing has kind of triggered some of those things, it doesn't have to going forward. It is time for you to be your biggest cheerleader.
I hope
that has been helpful, but please keep call me back and keep us updated and on what's going on, because you got a lot of more adventures. You're just getting started.
Oh, that is a beautiful thing. Thank you so much. I really, really appreciate it. You made my day.
Oh, my pleasure. You made mine. So thank you so much for calling. Well, we have got just one more caller before we close the show. Rashida, welcome to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio.
Rashida, hi, how are you?
I am good.
Yes, I'm
welcome
here.
Back. Hello. Is there anything you have a question about with, like, guidance on, or just a general reading?
I do have a question I like guidance on. It's a couple of things, but I'm going to pinpoint it to one thing, which is it was in regards to my current relationship that I am in with my partner.
Let's take
and,
a look. Well, let's take a look, just because unfortunately due to time, we're going kind of close. So I'm going to go through pretty quickly about what I did. Was I pulled three cards on your behalf in terms of the energy you're putting forth towards your partnership and towards your relationship, but also anything else that's going on. We'll see if we can get it all in there. So the first card that came up was the Five of Pentacles. Now, in this card, you see two individuals, again, kind of more about you, just all you, left brain, right brain. But there is this feeling of being kind of feeling disconnected. And so I don't know if there's a feeling of disconnected from your community, from other friends or something, but there's this feeling of just kind of having to work hard to feel that place of warmth. But know that it's ultimately about embracing again all aspects of you and healing those parts of you that perhaps you're kind of sweeping under the rug. Because if we're not going through that healing process, then unconsciously we look to the other person to help fix those things, which those ultimately are just based on your strength and your ability. But
so the disconnection that I'm having.
You know, there really is a little bit of a disconnection, but from what I can see with this card, it's kind of based on some past, kind of maybe past experiences, past wounds that are kind of getting triggered. Heal all of that and know that the entrance to that place of warmth is closer than you think. It doesn't have to be such a challenging kind of way to kind of access that. But first, make sure you are at your loving, healthiest, strongest, and most joyful, because that's what will then ultimately move forward in solidifying those relationships and the relationship with your partner as well as with everything else. Because again, it's all intertwined. You know, something challenging or blocking is a scary looking card, but it's not really scary. And it's the Devil. Now in this card, you see, don't worry about the name. It doesn't mean there's a scary looking devil, but the Devil card talks about compromise. And the thing is that in this card, you see that duality of energies, but they're trapped, but they're kind of chained to this devil. And yet, if you look at the card, the chains are bigger than their heads and they're nude. And when you see nudity, it talks about unconditional self-acceptance, which means that somewhere along the way, you're compromising parts of what make you you to get some of the other aspects. But you have the power to be more authentic with yourself by first allowing healing to take place on your level. You know, when you talk about, and this is not connected with you in any way, but just for the sake of analogy, two alcoholics, if one person, it doesn't mean that, you know, if one person decides not to get sober, it doesn't mean that the other person shouldn't. And so all you have power over is yourself in making sure mm-hmm. that you are kind of healing that past, because the advice card, and again, I'm sorry for going so fast, but the advice card is the Nine of Wands, which is talking about a hypervigilance, kind of like waiting for the shoe to drop, waiting for the something bad to happen, waiting for all this stuff, which then it's understandable, but it makes it for it's harder to embrace the gifts. So instead, all you can do is focus on you, go through that healing process, go through worry processes, and just release that and know that it's all good. It, again, that entrance can be closer than you think. But it's okay. All you have power on is you, and it's and just be authentic, kind of wrap yourself with unconditional self-acceptance.
Okay, it's, gotcha. Thank you so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Please keep me updated. So wonderful talking with you today. Oh my gosh, this hour has flown by. I want to thank all of you for tuning into our energy show on Mainstream Metaphysics Radio. Thank you, Benny, for running the show, and thank you for one and all for tuning in. I am always so honored and grateful to be able to do this show each week and look forward to next week's show. Please join me every Thursday at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. With peace and love and gratitude, see you back here next time.
You've been listening to Mainstream Metaphysics Radio with your host, Eve. Join us Thursdays at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to harness the power of the universe for optimal success and happiness as Eve continues to take metaphysics mainstream. Until then, learn more about Eve and Elite Tarot at EliteTarot.com. That's EliteTarot.com. See you next week.
The preceding audio was via a Skype call.